Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday, April the 12th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour, and we are restored to full power here at WWGH Radio as of Saturday evening. Want to thank Sean Kraft and Angie Evers, and also the gentleman who climbed our tower for making that all possible. It was a big, long production, to say the least. Now, also, I hope we're coming through loud and clear, and I hope you can hear the calls loud and clear over the airwaves. If we've got that all worked out, it will be a happy day, because, as I say, the last 2 weeks have been a little strenuous, moving studios, having the main computer go down, having the antenna go down, but I guess it's the seven-year itch. Everything worked fine for 7 years, and then we had all these problems. So maybe we were due. Who knows? Also, reports from Marion this morning where you can hear us. Apparently, everybody who has not been able to hear us in recent times is hearing us just fine this morning. Every caller who's called in this morning says they're hearing us fine, just like they used to. And we've even had a few people message us this morning as well. 740-383-9944. Now, we are still soundproofing the new studio, and maybe we will get an area rug. That could be a big problem, because I don't think these hardwood floors are helping our sound. So maybe the area rug will be the next area we go to, but it doesn't sound bad. I've listened to the broadcasts, and we sound pretty much like a talk radio program would sound, and that is important to me. Now again, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now also, do you think, now this is left over from hour number one, do you think that I should be giving a donut to somebody who has been bellyaching about having a donut for many, many weeks? About 6 months, I think. Now here's another thing, and I don't expect studio warming gifts, is I guess what you could call it, for moving to a new studio, because heavens knows we've done this before. But the person who wants a donut has certainly not brought me a studio warming gift. Now, I'm not talking about heavy-duty items here, but, you know, like a soda, that would be nice, you know, large diet soda, or something, you know, an area rug at this particular point. I guess it just kind of goes from day to day. In any event, here we are. 740-383-9944. Also, does anybody have anything to say about what did we talk about in hour number one? We talked about the donut. We talked about the editorial that was in the paper regarding the city auditor. My point on that just was, I don't know anything about that particular case, to be honest. I think a lot of people have very strong opinions about it. But what I don't understand is an editorial board coming to an article like that yesterday, because the editorial board is made up of several people, and it's just, I found it strange, because I had not seen anything like that in a long time from the local newspaper. Now, again, maybe I'm just confused, because I don't get the local newspaper, and maybe I've just missed it, but I thought that was very interesting. I don't know, do people sit who read the newspaper, who get the newspaper every day, and read what the editorial board has to say? Is an editorial board a necessary thing, or has that become a bygone thing? To be honest with you, I was never really sure what an editorial board was supposed to do, because the editorial section of the paper is really the opinion section. So is it just a bunch of people giving their opinions? which is fine. We all have opinions. We can give those every day of our lives. I just don't know the significance of saying this is the editorial board, and also wondering how they would come to those particular decisions. And then also, I think there's the fact that it's made up of like 6 or 7 people. So no one person really signs their name to it. So you wonder, does everybody on that editorial board agree with everything that's written in that editorial? I don't know if they do or not. I would find it hard to believe. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I would find it hard to believe that all 7 of those very busy people got in a room and sat down and all contributed to this editorial that was published in the newspaper. And I wonder how the subject matter is chosen. You know, I wonder how we got to the subject of something that happened, what now, a year and a half ago? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I know years ago we used to have an editorial board, and if there was something within there was slanderous or with profanity or anything like that, they would check it over and they'd kick it out. That would be the reason for an editorial board from my point of view.
Well, did you see this article yesterday where it was about this whole thing with the auditor that happened nearly 2 years ago now with the sample ballots, and it was 7 people who, I think it was 7. I know it was a few people who had all signed it, and it was the Marion Stars Editorial Board is what it was called, and it was basically talking about how this should never have happened. And I think it's odd because I don't know how 6 or 7 people could sit down and write an article anyway. And number two, the subject matter I thought was very interesting. I would think an editorial board of a newspaper would really not want to get involved in something like that that's highly political.
Well, they usually stay in the background. You never heard about them making statements. That's my opinion of an editorial board, is they proofread the letters to the editor, and if it's something that's either derogatory or profane or something like that, then they wouldn't print it.
Well, this as near as I could read it yesterday, it came from the editorial board, because that's how it was headed, and then it was written, and then at the end there were these 6 or 7 names.
That's how it used to work. I don't know. I don't take the paper anymore.
Neither do
it's
I.
It's a rag.
Yeah, it's well, you know, so many times they get things wrong, which is unfortunate, because I think most people who do get the Marion Star still do take it as the gospel, and they get things wrong a lot, and that's not to say I don't get things wrong. I'm sure I get things wrong, too. But
I don't want to pay $1 for 3 pages.
Well,
that's basically what you got. You didn't get sports on Monday or Tuesday, because that wasn't written in there yet, and different things, right about Mary, and that was in one day, and just a lot of different things. And then we tried to get them to put it on the porch, and they never put it on the porch. They'd throw it in the bushes or throw it up on the sidewalk. It was a mess.
Well, I think one of the biggest and I don't know if this still happens or not, but I do understand deadlines, but I know that election results are now being, we have the elections every Tuesday in November, or the first Tuesday in November, but, the results are not published now until Thursday, because they, I guess, can't meet the deadlines for when, you would think one day a year they could keep the printing presses open. I don't know. The problem is, I think sometimes the reporters and the editor take that very personally when you critique it, but it's really not about them, because, to be honest, they don't have the resources that they had years ago. So it's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
Yes, thanks for calling. Yeah, I mean, you have to also understand that this is not about the reporters for the Star, and this is not about the editor, because they don't have the resources that they had years ago. I don't think anybody does. Radio stations don't. Television stations don't. And internet companies don't. You can tell that because they half the time just say whatever they want and have no consequence. So it's an interesting thing, but I know I feel bad sometimes for the reporters and the editor of the Marion Star, because I know they take a lot of heat for things that they write and things that they do, and it's not a lot of times their fault. They don't have time to go out and check everything, which is unfortunate because of all the duties that are being thrown down on top of them. I don't know how you would do it. In any event, 740-383-9944. I will say that they have always been good to me, for the most part. There have been some things that have been written that were not accurate, some trivial and some maybe not so trivial, but that's okay. You know, it's hard to get it right 100% of the time. As I say, I don't get it right 100% of the time either. You know, I'm here giving my opinion this morning on the editorial board, which is not the editor, which is not the reporters. It's just a group of local citizens, as near as I could tell. And I don't understand that. But maybe they don't understand me. So that seems to be how it goes. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll take calls on any subjects this morning. Give us a buzz. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Opine, opine, opine.
I know. It's one of those days, isn't it?
Well, do you have a thorn in your paw this morning?
Do you think? Does it sound that way?
No.
Well, you know, no, I'm honestly, I'm just confused. Because when I read that article, and I like most of the people on the editorial board because I saw all the names, I just didn't understand. First of all, I know how people work in the news business, and I know you can't get 6 or 7 people in the room at one time and write an article. I just can't see that happening. Now, I'm not saying...
Kind of like a jury.
Yeah, you know, they might have all signed off on it. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But did they write it? I doubt it. And it was interesting that that's the subject that they chose. Because there are a lot of things in Marion that an editorial board could comment on. And to comment on something that was so highly politicized and has had, I mean, we've had political parties in this town just in the last month writing responses to this and calling for people's removal. For the newspaper to pick that particular issue and take a side on it, I thought that was interesting.
Well, I was surprised.
Yeah.
At the news today on your... part of it was new, the news, with the flushing of these, hydrants. But part of it was rather passé, and I was hoping for newer news.
Oh, the mayor?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and I'm glad you asked this, because there is a reasoning for that. What happens is when the mayor was on, which I think he was on the last week in March, you want to play those clips that you think are pertinent to the local community. But the problem is, we have fires, we have stabbings, we have business closings like City Hall for Good Friday and Easter, and all that. And you don't want to run a 10-minute newscast every day. So what happens is, sometimes news stories get bumped down the line that don't have a time, don't have an expiration date. Like, I can't run City Hall's going to be closed on Good Friday the following Monday. It's hard also to do that if the police are looking for a suspect. You really don't want to delay that news. So sometimes those stories get bumped down, and with the particular story with the mayor this morning talking about does the auditor have the authority to do what he did paying the IRS, if it has been printed, I don't know, but I don't know that we still have an answer to that problem.
Well, it was just ironic. You kind of were surprised about the editorial page, but yet there's all kind of opinions. And to say that this opinion isn't a good opinion...
I'm not saying it's not a good opinion.
But you made it sound like they couldn't possibly have come up with this. Do you feel that when they printed this, it was to cool down some of their audience or their readers?
Well, it seems to me that it would anger half of them. Because that's, I guess, what I'm saying.
Well, don't you think that when they print other things, it angers the other half?
Yeah, and I think I do jump on them when they do that. I think we had a conversation with a lot of people when the story came out calling people felons. And I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's completely wrong.
I'm curious. I get to you read the whole page.
That particular story, yes.
Well, but you read the whole opinion page. Did you read Rich Marinari, I think that's his name, about objectivity does matter, about Lester Holt?
You know, I remember it. I don't think I can... Was it about... I'm trying to remember how that was phrased. Lester Holt, the NBC News anchor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And about how... Was it about how... That he had a problem with objectivity? Was that the tenor of the article?
Well, I think basically he was saying, you know, they were, what he was doing was, Lester was really saying that we don't have to equalize, we don't have to always have another opinion, because if we all know the sun comes up in the east, we don't need somebody else to clarify that by saying, yes, the sun does come up in the east. And the whole article is like that. But, I mean, I rather enjoyed that. Matter of fact, I was jumping up and down yesterday reading the opinion page.
Oh, well, you know what? And the thing of it is, I think a lot of people do have that opinion of the situation with the auditor. But I guess the problem that I was having with it was more from the news side. If a person had written in that exact same article, just a one citizen felt that way and wrote that story, and it is on the editorial page, I would say... I probably wouldn't have even brought it up this morning. Wouldn't have been an issue. But I do know that because the Marion Star's editorial board wrote it, and because six or seven people, I can't remember how many, signed it, who are all citizens who are this editorial board, I know that people think it carries more weight than other articles. And I think it was even highlighted on the page as carrying more weight. And it surprised me that that a board, an editorial board, would pick that particular subject and pick a side. Because even in the news report that I'm running today, now that's the mayor's opinion. Now, we know what party the mayor is. We know pretty much how he feels about this whole incident, and he gives his opinion. I don't give mine. If I just question him. I say, was it legal? And if it wasn't, would something be done? Those are questions.
Mm-hmm.
The Marion Star, the editorial board doesn't, that's not what they're doing. They're giving their opinion. And I would imagine, I mean, it's fine, I guess, if you want to do that, but I was a little taken aback by it. I hadn't seen anything like that in a long time in the local newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I was all over it. I mean, I slobbered all over it. I mean, I have a hard copy, and I'm considering hanging it up.
Well, see, now, isn't it interesting, though? Because it meant more because it came from the editorial board. If John Smith had written that, I don't think it would have meant as much.
Well, right. So, what's your point? Meant a lot to me, Scott. It probably meant a lot to other people, too. It was just kind of the balancing of the scales. And then right below it was objectivity does matter article.
I guess where in the newspaper were the reporters, who I guess is where the balance is trying to be had here, where mm-hmm. were the reporters not balanced on that story?
Not balanced.
Yeah, because if the editorial board had to correct it and make it a balanced situation, because the editorial board certainly gave their opinion. Where in the newspaper were they in balance the other way?
Are you referring to today or just in general? Because I get the newspaper either, electronically, or I get a hard copy on Sunday. And I read a lot of articles about the situation, and, this kind of basically... this opinion page, when I read it, I thought, okay, so there are some other opinions to balance out. And that's how I felt.
Right, but you know what was strange about this story? And maybe this is part of it, too. Because was it a verdict, or did they throw it out, or how did this thing come to an end with Landon and Matthews?
They weren't charged.
Well, I think they were charged because...
Well, what do you call that?
Yeah, they weren't... there was no... See, I'm not sure... Was it thrown out or was it dismissed?
Now you got me. I'm not sure exactly the exact...
Right, and I'm not either. And that's why I say I didn't follow it that closely, but when mm-hmm. it did end, the next day... The Marion County Republican Party wrote a pretty scathing, letter that went out to all the media, mm-hmm. chastising the Democrats in town and calling for Mark Russell's removal. And that made the front page of the paper. Mm-hmm. Mark Russell, the Democrat, or the Republican Party calling for Mark Russell's removal. So I'm confused on where... the newspaper is being unbalanced to where the editorial board has to balance it out, because it seemed to me that they did cover that story pretty from the charges to the dismissal or whatever it was that ended it, to the calling for Mark Russell's removal. It seemed like they were on that pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not sure why the editorial board felt the need to come in and say... we believe this was not necessary.
Well, I don't know, Scott. I just, it made my day.
Well,
and then to balance it all out, down below, you have this gentleman that is defending the Karens.
Well, that's it. And you know, editorial boards are opinions, but I just, it's curious to me. If I was going to pick a subject, because heavens knows, there's crime, there's business, there's still the pandemic, there's worry about vaccinations, there's all kinds of stuff going on, that was the story that they latched on. Because I know that story hurt a lot of people, and I understand it. You know, I know, I think Robert Landon has said as much, that I misquote him, but that it certainly caused havoc in his life for a year and a half or whatever it was, and probably John Matthews the same. So I'm just not sure what is the purpose besides to say we don't believe it should have happened?
That's it.
Right, that's it. And is that any law? I mean, because these six or seven people believe that, is that is that meaningful?
Was to me.
Right. Well, and that's fine, and I think that's it. You know, I don't know.
I mean, when you said something about your news broadcast and how you have to be careful how you do that and all that, well, that may be, but sometimes it's like, in my mind, it's overkill. It's ad nauseum. It's here we go again, you know. And so I think, why is that necessary? Well, maybe there is something out there that we do want to hear that's going on in Marion. We never hear, there's a lot of things we never even know about, especially if we've given up social media like Facebook. I used to see stuff on there, but it wasn't worth it. So there's a lot of things we don't know about. Thank God you are putting the fleshings in. That's important to a lot of us people who do laundry and all that. It's not a big deal, but it's important to a certain number of people.
Well, and
so I guess that would be my, if you're saying you don't understand that, then I'm probably saying I don't understand the news on, you know.
Well, and I think I think the difference is, just in general, is the news, I don't think, pleases everybody anywhere all the time. Right. But I think what this was, an editorial board, I don't think that's news. I think it's in a newspaper, but I think it's on an editorial page, which means opinion. But I just, it would be, here's what it would equate to me. Like, okay, you know, we run a news report every hour. Now, people can agree or disagree with what we run on the news report. We got 3.5 minutes usually to do it, and we run what we run. But then, aside from that, we would run another 3-minute segment just giving our opinion on something, that this is how we feel. I guess I don't, to me, coming from the radio station, now people can get on here and give their opinion all day long, that's fine. And people can write into the editorial column and give their opinion, just like the Lester Holt story, that's fine, that's America, that's free speech. But I guess I don't understand why a news organization, which the Marion Star is, why they would run news on the front page, just like we run news every hour, and then follow it up with an editorial board at the newspaper, which gives their opinion. I mean, would people want to hear somebody else here at the station right after the news report for another 3 minutes, just flat out opinion for 3 minutes?
I don't think so, no.
Right.
That's why I call.
Well, yeah, and that's what people who are not involved with the radio, we do want to hear their opinion. That's what I don't get. I don't get why, you know, seven other people got to, and I don't understand how seven people write an article, get together and just decide, okay, well, here's the news of it. Now we're just going to give our opinion on it, and people can decide whatever they want to decide. You know what I never understood why newspapers endorsed political candidates. Now, they say it's their editorial board that does it. The reporters don't do it. The reporters, the editor, they don't endorse political candidates. But the editorial board does. And then they say, well, the Marion Star endorsed blah, blah, blah. The Columbus Dispatch endorsed blah, blah, blah. I think, well, now, wait a second. Now, when you say that, you're making it sound like that newspaper feels that that candidate's the best person. But that's not, it's an editorial board. It's just seven citizens giving their opinion.
When candidates get endorsements, like, say, from the police or all that, is that just their opinion?
Yeah, pretty much. I think they invite.
So you're saying we shouldn't listen to anybody's opinion?
No, I think if a person another politician wants to endorse, I think if a celebrity wants to endorse, I think. That's the crux of life. We have to make it okay for everybody. And yeah. If the firefighters want to endorse, if the police officers want to endorse, if the unions want to endorse, if the teachers, that's fine by me because they're private organizations. Mm-hmm. And they're not in the news business. Because how are people going to know that they've endorsed them? Because the newspaper and the radio stations and the television stations are going to run those ads or run that story. But yet, it's when the news organization does the endorsing that I have the problem. Private groups are fine. Make your endorsements. I think that's perfectly fine. But if you're in the news business and you're trying to be objective every day and you're trying to have both sides on, and then you come out in the end and say, well, but you should actually vote for this person. I think, no, wait a second. Now, how are you writing these stories?
Well, another thing, when this was printed today, this was kind of after the fact, after it was given great consideration, because, when you start to report things, and you know how the news can be, somebody got bit by a dog last night, and it's the worst case scenario. And when it's all said and done, the dog was just trying to protect someone else, and then it's a different story. So sometimes our feelings or our opinions can change, after things have been studied and looked over. And after all this, I think this charge according to this, it did not warrant criminal prosecution. I think that's basically what was said.
Right, but I guess my take on this, and we're going to have it'll be much bigger than this story that we're talking about this morning, because I believe we are going to have the sentencing of Judge Warner this week, and I can guarantee you people are going to have very strong opinions about that.
I don't know. I know how I feel, and I think it's probably normal.
Well, I can.
What most people feel.
I will just give a forecast. Now, this is not an opinion, because how it goes, I don't know. But if he does not get jail time after they ran the story last week where the prosecutors are requesting it, if he does not get jail time, we will have a protest. There will be a protest.
That's understandable.
Yes, so that's going to happen.
Yes.
Now,
yes, that's understandable.
Right. If he does get jail time, people, and his wife gets jail time, people who know him and people who like him are going to feel bad. And you might see an article, an editorial, that talks about all the good he did before this event. And that's what will happen. And that's kind of what I feel about this, because these, as far as I know, these people on the editorial board are not legal experts. They're not in the law profession. So it just seems to me that if you read it, you probably say, if you like Robert Landon, you probably say, great, I enjoy this. If you don't like him, you probably say, gee whiz, what's the Marion Star doing? Here they go again. And in the end, does it really do anything? Does it change what happened? The matter is, we still don't have an answer as to if some of the decisions being made by City Council or Auditor Landon have been correct. Some people would still say no. Some people would say yes. So I would just think that would be the concentration. I don't know. It's strange to me.
Did Scott say when that came out? Did he indicate when that information would be available about that?
Well, I think at this point, no, he didn't say a definitive time, but I think one of the issues at the time when he was on here was that City Council will have to find out. not only did he have the authority to do it, but should he have the authority to do it? And those are different questions.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to get off here. Maybe some other people want to call in and opine.
I always appreciate the opinion. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, this has nothing to do with the Marion Star reporters and the editor again, because they're fine. I get along with them just fine, and I have had conversations with them, and I like talking to them, and for the most part, they've always been very nice to me, and I appreciate that. This article just seemed a little odd to me, but maybe it's fine with everybody else. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been trying to listen. Yeah, last call, her voice came in real clear.
Good.
But when you were talking about, you faded down again. And now that you're off the phone, your voice is coming back up.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you could hear her okay. And
I hear her, but you faded out like you were in the ground again.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in consideration. Thank you. All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I'm glad that everybody's hearing the callers again, because that's very important to me, that everybody gets their opinion in. And again, we've got about 10 minutes left here, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Are you there,
hey,
caller?
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fine. I wanted to know if I could wish someone a happy birthday.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Her name is Alicia. No need for the last name. She works here in town, and she. I want to wish her a happy birthday today.
Now, do we know how old Alicia is?
Yes, we do.
Do we want to say?
I don't know if she wants anybody to know or not, so maybe we should keep it a secret.
We'll keep it a secret. Well, happy birthday to Alicia.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Alicia. If you're out there listening this morning, we wish you the very best on your birthday. You know, birthdays are fun. They're supposed to be special. And we hope you're out there listening this morning, Alicia, and enjoying your birthday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can discuss whatever you want if the line's ringing busy. Just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. You know, this editorial story, it's hard to... I know a lot of people probably just don't care about it. And to me, it was just one of those things, because I don't come in here with a format any morning. I don't come in here with things I plan to talk about. And it was just one of those things that caught me odd yesterday that I thought, well, you know, we'll bring that up if we have time tomorrow, and I guess it affected some other people in some interesting ways. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you an update on your modulation and everything.
Yes, how's it sounding?
It sounds good, Chris, clear. I went to Bucyrus yesterday and picked you up. Going through town, they cut the modulation way down, but after we got to the south end, like where the fork is at 98 and Route 4, then I picked you back up, and it played really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear we're back up and running. So the voices sound good. Did the callers sound okay this morning?
Oh, yeah. Adam sounded really great, because he's always had low module. And then this morning, he sounded really good and clear. It sounded like, you know, you get a really big difference in the station.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear everybody's coming in again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know on that, because I was really surprised, because usually I lose you, like even going to Clarendon or something like that, I start losing you guys out, like 309 going towards Guy, and I usually get out their ways, and then I start losing, but this time it just stayed right with me.
So the reach was long. You know what I wondered when I was up there on Saturday at the tower? I wondered how long that connection had been coming apart.
Yeah.
So that could have been part of it as well, but I know it's definitely connected better and should hold up unless we have some terrible tornado come through here.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, it's 100% improved, because I just turned my radios on, man, and every one of them just booming, so.
Perfect.
Every now and then you sound like, with your mic, like kind of like a power mic.
Right.
How they used to turn them off on the CB. Every now and then you'll modulate that, but you're clear, you're good, but it's just like you got louder. But other than that, it sounds great.
Right. Well, hey, thank you for the update.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's we'll work the sound out. We've only been here a week, and we'll get that right eventually. But I'm, you know, I don't know. The power could have been fading for quite some time because who knows how long that connector was coming apart, and maybe that windy Friday morning, it just finally blew it apart after 7 years up on the tower. 54 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. And, you know, I wonder, I have wondered, how many people do still get the newspaper? How many people read it online? Do people even get to these articles? At one point, we had the editor of the Marion Star on, I think it was about 2 years ago now, and I remember him saying that people only spend seconds on an article, which to me is just about enough time to read the headline. And if all you read is the headline, then I guess everything that's said in the article really doesn't matter all that much. That must be a very tough business to be in, if you know you're writing stories and you know the average amount of time spent on it online is only seconds. I imagine that would be very tough. At least here, we get the response. And when I say something people don't like, I know almost immediately that they do not like what I had to say. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We can take sound updates. We would love to hear what you think of anything going on in the community. Hope you're hearing us okay. I know we're buzzing through people's houses again after the antenna was damaged a couple weeks ago, and things seem to be back in working order as of Saturday night. So I hope everybody was able to turn on their radios and move in the right direction. Alrighty, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, coming in loud and clear south of town. As far as that newspaper goes, 70 years ago, a fellow on there a while ago said that they find a newspaper in the bushes and in the gutter and on the rooftop. And, well, that was the Star Couriers, and I helped out with a buddy of mine that passed them. When you threw it, you had it wrapped kind of like a star, tucked in, you know, and you could throw them off a bicycle. And you could hit that porch. Once in a while, it'd ricochet, or maybe it was windy. But anyhow, that's been going on 70 years ago. But you know what? They had awful damn good articles back in those days. Those reporters was right on the thing. They was right on the scene. They didn't get it second-handed. They was first-handed. And they was really proud of their job. And I think a lot of jobs, people are not really proud of what they do. But anyhow, you're coming in loud and clear, and as far as, yeah, you get that rug, and that'll take care of that. And a lot of this stuff, you can just sweep it under the rug, can't you, Scott?
We'll look at this two-week period, and we'll just sweep it under the rug.
Have a good thing. You keep up the good work, and that's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Appreciate anybody who listens who has anything to say. Yeah, I think we will get an area rug for in here, and I think that'll eliminate some of this echo issue that we're having, because these hardwood floors, I don't think, are going to get it in a radio studio. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. It's good to hear from all of you out there again, and I know anybody who has a radio can hear us now, which is great. You know, that I tell you, I never had an issue with anybody throwing the newspaper in the gutters and the bushes and out by the road and all that. But I know a lot of people did. But, you know, I don't know who delivers the paper anymore, to be honest. I know it used to be a lot of kids on bicycles. But maybe that's a bygone thing as well. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
You know, if you still had Charlie around, all you'd have to do is ask for a rug and it would show up.
Well, I don't know. His wife might not like him just grabbing a rug out of their house and dragging it into the studio.
No, that's not what I mean. You know, he raised the funds for the
the barn up there, and then he was telling about the coal that they wanted. And all he had to do was ask for something, and somebody would bring it.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know what, and you never want to do, because, you know, but I'll tell you, I don't know how many times on this station I have said I like apple butter, and four bottles of apple butter will show up. I say I like, I've never had mincemeat pie. A mincemeat pie will show up. I say I like fudge. Fudge will show up. Isleys. When I was talking about the Isleys a few weeks ago, a book showed up. A gentleman brought a book up here and a microphone. People still do that. Maybe we just don't announce it as much as we used to. But, you know, an area rug's a little more expensive. And I don't know how that would look in the newspaper, you know. Radio station.
You never know. Somebody might have one they're getting ready to get rid of.
Well, if they...
That's
You're right. Well, you know, I tell you, I would love to know the dimensions of this room. It's not a huge room that we're in for the studio, but I certainly think it would knock the...
So we have a living room?
Yeah, but not a huge living room.
We usually average about 15 by 15 or 15 by 20.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big. I think I'm going to say 12 by... Let's see what it is here.
12?
Maybe 9 by 12. But, you know, who knows? We'll get one eventually, I'm sure. But you're right.
There may be somebody out there listening that's wanting to get rid of one, and, hey, that's a good place to put it.
That's right. You're right, though. Charlie would get a... You know, I always liked having a piano in the studio, but I'm not moving another piano. People had asked us for many, many years get a piano back. Well, people have tried to give us pianos, but not moving it.
Rugs are a little easier.
Rugs are a little easier. You got
it. There might be somebody out there listening that's getting rid of one. One might show up for you.
You never know. Hopefully not on a rainy day, though.
I'll let you go. It's time for you to leave.
It's time for me to check out. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up after this program this morning. For this day, very happily, back over the airwaves, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people, and enjoying. You got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the thing.